Kilmer.
You guys think a girl did this?
Let me see if I got this straight. A ghost wiped out everyone in front of you. How many bodies you say there were?
20, 30. Crowley killed them all.
Best you got for me? Some kind of urban legend?
I'm telling you the truth.
Whether you want to believe it or not, this has Victor Crowley written all over it.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not a huge fan of gore for gore's sake, but when an obscene level of gore can be splattered on the screen for fun in a tongue-in-cheek slasher movie, I find a lot of entertainment value in it. Hatchet 3 delivers on the gore big time, even if it doesn't deliver on the logic or biophysical science that goes along with it. This third installment of the cult slasher series follows a team of cops heading into the swamp to find the murderous ghost of Victor Crowley, and they all get killed, rather violently, I might add. Like the other films in the series, Hatchet 3 totally knows its place and has a lot of fun. In that respect, it felt like a mid-80s Friday the 13th sequel, and that spoke to me. Hatchet 3 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.